Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Well, it's Friday, and it's great to have you with us today at Derek Prince Legacy Radio. The fact that it's Friday means two different things. First of all, we're coming to the end of our two-week wonderful series on the Holy Spirit that Derek Prince has been teaching us. It has been awesome, transforming, powerful, life-changing. And today, we're going to continue with that series. You know, Derek had told us at the very beginning that the person and the work of the Holy Spirit is one of the most profound and distinctive revelations of the whole Bible. And I got to tell you, we've learned that that is really true. I don't know that anything will change our Christian lives quite like understanding that the Holy Spirit is a person, that He's been sent alongside to help, and that He is here to empower our Christian and our daily lives. I got to tell you, it's unbelievable the resource that He is. I almost hesitate to use that word because it's impersonal, but it's the word that Derek uses. He's a lasting, limitless resource to us to live our lives. And so now today, we're coming to the end of this marvelous series. Now, if you have missed any of this, and of course, over 2 weeks, very likely that you have, log on to the website at derekprince.org, and you will find that you can listen to these teachings over and over. You can download them to iPods and computers and other devices, and you also can find out about the other wonderful things going on at Derek Prince Ministries. By the way, the other reason that Friday is significant is that there's a resource that we've been making available to you absolutely free and postage paid, and today is the last day you can get it. It's called Transmitting God's Power. It's a wonderful little booklet by Derek Prince on the laying on of hands and on all that is conducted to other people as we pray and lay on hands, all of that biblical doctrine. You don't want to miss this. So log on to the website at derekprince.org or call us at 1-800-448-3261. Again, today is the last day that this is available, so be sure and make contact with us and let us know the information that we need to get this to you. Well, let's get right to it and listen as Derek Prince teaches us today about how to open up to the Holy Spirit.
We've been studying together various ways in which the Holy Spirit gives us supernatural help to lead the Christian life. Yesterday, I spoke about the greatest and most wonderful of all the blessings the Holy Spirit offers us: the outpouring of God's divine love in our hearts. Today I'm going to explain just how we can open up to the Holy Spirit and receive Him in His fullness, and through Him all the blessings I've been speaking about. We look in quick succession at a number of scriptures which state the conditions we need to fulfill in order to receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit. There are a number of specific conditions which God requires us to fulfill. We look first of all in Acts chapter 2, verses 37 and 38. This is the end of Peter's talk on the day of Pentecost, and it gives the response of the people. When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and to the other apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" That was a specific question, and God's word gives a specific answer. What shall we do? Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." There we have the promise, you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. We also have two conditions clearly stated: repent and be baptized. To repent means to turn sincerely from all sinfulness and rebellion and submit ourselves without reservation to God and to His requirements. And to be baptized is to go through an ordinance or a sacrament by which each of us is personally and visibly identified with Jesus Christ to the world in His death, burial, and resurrection. So there are two basic primary requirements for receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit. We have to repent. We have to be baptized. Then I'll turn to Luke 11, verses 9 through 13, where Jesus is speaking and He says, "So I say to you, ask and it will be given you, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks the door will be opened." Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will he give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? There's a very simple condition, but a very important one. Jesus says, the Father will give the Holy Spirit to his children if we ask him for the Holy Spirit. I've heard Christians say, I don't need to ask for the Holy Spirit. I have to tell you that that's not scriptural, because Jesus was speaking to his disciples, and he said, your Father will give you the Holy Spirit if you ask for him. Elsewhere, it records that Jesus said he would go to the Father and ask the Father to send the Holy Spirit to his disciples. My feeling is that if Jesus had to ask the Father, it doesn't do us any harm to ask as well. So that's the third condition, to ask. Then in John 7, verses 37 through 39, we have three more simple conditions stated. On the last and greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, if a man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him. By this he meant the Spirit, capital S, the Holy Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. Up to that time, the Spirit had not been given, since Jesus had not yet been glorified. The author of the Gospel makes it very clear that in that passage, Jesus was talking about believers receiving the Holy Spirit. So with that in mind, let us look at what Jesus said. If a man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. So there are three simple but very practical requirements. The first is, we have to be thirsty. God does not force his blessings on people who feel they don't need them. A lot of people never receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit because they're not really thirsty. If you think you have all you need already, why should God bother you with more? It's very probable you're not making the best use of what you already have. So you'd be under greater condemnation if God gave you more. You see, that's a very simple but very essential condition, to be thirsty. To be thirsty means you recognize you need more than you already have. As a matter of fact, thirst is one of the strongest desires in the human body. When a person is really thirsty, they don't care about eating or anything else. All they want is to drink. I've spent 3 years in deserts in North Africa. I have a pretty good picture of what it is to be thirsty. And when a man is thirsty, he doesn't bargain, he doesn't talk, he doesn't discuss. He just goes where the water is. And that's what Jesus said. You have to be thirsty. Then if you're thirsty, he said, come to me. So the next condition is come to Jesus. Jesus is the one who baptizes in the Holy Spirit. If you want the baptism, you have to come to the one who baptizes, the Holy Spirit. There's no human being who baptizes in the Holy Spirit, only Jesus. And then he said, you have to drink. Now that's so simple, some people leave it out. But drinking is receiving something within you by a decision of your will and a physical response. And that is also part of receiving the Holy Spirit. Thirsting, coming to Jesus, and drinking. Just being totally passive and saying, well, if God wants to do it, let him do it, is not drinking. Drinking is actively receiving within you.
You know, I want you to really hang on to what Derek has said here about how to receive the Holy Spirit. The Bible makes it very clear. First we repent, then we're baptized, and then we simply ask God. You know, it's not a big complicated formula, and some of you now have been listening for 2 weeks, and you're so hungry for the Holy Spirit. The Bible makes it very clear that God is eager to give His Holy Spirit to His children who ask. You know, that is really the issue for many of us, is that we just make it too complex. We're used to people who tell us that we can ask, and then they disappoint us and disillusion us. God doesn't. God is ready to give you His Holy Spirit if you'll ask. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Can the power of God actually flow through a person's hands? Though the most foundational of Christian doctrines, very little is taught in many churches today about the laying on of hands. And yet you can find this powerful part of the Christian life throughout the Bible. Transmitting God's power in this way is an essential element for equipping God's people. And now you can more fully understand this in your own spiritual journey. In his powerful booklet, Transmitting God's Power, Derek Prince reveals how God designed us to transmit, commission, and give authority to other believers through the laying on of hands. To get your free copy of Transmitting God's Power, call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Let God's power flow through you. Get your free copy of Transmitting God's Power. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or request your free copy when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. It's great to have you with us. We're listening to Derek Prince teach us about how to be open, how to stay open to the Holy Spirit. We've learned that we should repent, be baptized, ask God. He also encouraged us to be thirsty, to come to Jesus, and to drink. And there's more that we need to know, and Derek's just about to teach us. So let's listen now as Derek teaches us about how to be open to the Holy Spirit.
Now I want to find out two more relevant facts concerning our physical bodies, which I've touched on in earlier talks. First of all, our bodies are destined by God to be the temples of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 6:19. Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, whom you have received from God? Secondly, we are required to offer or to yield to God the parts of our body as instruments for His service. This is our responsibility. Romans 6:13, do not offer the parts of your body to sin as instruments of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer the parts of your body to Him, that's God, as instruments of righteousness. So we have a responsibility, straight from the Scripture, to offer, to yield, to dedicate the various members of our physical body to God for His service. Now there's one member that particularly needs God's control. And I'm sure you can guess the one I have in mind. It's the tongue. James says very simply in his epistle, chapter 3, verse 8, but no man can tame or control the tongue. We need help from God to control all the members of our body, but there's one member we need special help with, and that's the tongue. And so when the Holy Spirit comes in His fullness, the first member that He affects, that He takes control of, that He utilizes for God's glory is the tongue. You will find, if you care to check, that every time the New Testament speaks of people being filled with the Holy Spirit or full of the Holy Spirit, the first immediate result is some utterance that comes out of their mouths. They speak, they prophesy, they praise, they sing, they speak in tongues, but always it's out of the mouth. So you see, when you come to Jesus and drink, the final result will be an overflow, and it'll be out of your mouth. This principle is stated by Jesus very clearly in Matthew chapter 12, verse 34, for out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaketh. When your heart is filled to overflowing, the overflow will take place through your mouth in speech. And God wants you not just to have enough, He wants you to have an overflow. You remember He said, out of His inner being will flow rivers of living water. That's the ultimate purpose of God. In closing this talk, I'm going to sum up briefly the conditions for receiving the fullness of the Holy Spirit that I've outlined already. There are seven. I'll just list them. Number one, repent. Number two, be baptized. Number three, ask God. Number four, be thirsty. Number five, come to Jesus. He's the baptizer. Number six, drink. Receive within yourself. Number seven, present your body as a temple for the Holy Spirit and your members as instruments of righteousness. Perhaps you're left wondering, well, how can I do what he's talking about? So just at the close of my message, I want to help you. I want to pray out for you a pattern prayer that includes the things that I've been explaining to you. Very short, very simple. I want you to listen, and then if it's your prayer, say amen. This is the prayer that I'd like you to listen to. Lord Jesus, I'm thirsty for the fullness of your Holy Spirit. I present my body to you as a temple, and my members as instruments of righteousness, especially my tongue, the member I cannot tame. Fill me, I pray, and let your Holy Spirit flow through my lips in rivers of praise and worship. Amen. Could you say amen to that? I trust you could. And if you said amen sincerely, believe me, that's been heard. The results are on the way. You may be quite surprised at the fullness of what you'll receive.
You know, one of the great promises of the gospel of Jesus Christ, one of the foremost guarantees of the gospel, is that we will have our souls satisfied as though we're drinking cool water. I got to tell you, I want that, don't you? Don't you become weary? Don't you become thirsty? Don't you become dry in your soul? Doesn't your inner life become like a desert? Well, one of the great promises is that out of our bellies will come rivers of living water, and that taking the gospel into our lives, taking Jesus into our lives, will be like taking a long, cool drink that never ends. I want to drink deep of the things of the Spirit of God, and I know you do too. There's more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Every believer has been given at least one supernatural gift of the Holy Spirit. Do you know which one you have and how to operate in it? In his new book, Gifts of the Spirit, Derek Prince reveals how we can use the spiritual gifts within us and minister to others who desperately need to see a true manifestation of God's presence. Through its pages, you'll discover how to discern spiritual counterfeits and how to bring the marvelous power of the Holy Spirit into and through your own life. God has these gifts for you. All you have to do is to receive them. To order your copy or to get one for someone you love, call us toll free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The cost is only $12.95, and if you order now, we'll make sure you receive it in time for Christmas. Understand and receive God's spiritual power in your life. Order Derek's book, Gifts of the Spirit, now. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771 or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Glad that you're with us still on this Friday as we're concluding this marvelous two-week series on the Holy Spirit. Derek Prince has just absolutely brought the teaching of the Word into our lives, and we're so thankful. In the studio today to help me process this is Dick Leggett, the president of Derek Prince Ministries, and David Holland, producer of the show, pastor, scholar. Thank you guys for being here.
Great to be with you, Stephen.
I just want to cut to the chase here, and I want you guys to lead us in cutting to the chase. I believe there are people listening today and who have been listening for a while who are simply ready to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We know we receive the Holy Spirit when we confess Jesus Christ and become Christians, but we also know it's very clear from the book of Acts that there's a separate experience that is called the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Dick and then Dave, would you just lead people in this in the moments that we have and pray for them so that we actually have people around the country and maybe around the world receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit today?
Sure, absolutely. Father, we just thank you that this experience that you have given us to draw us close to you and to enable us to pray and have fellowship with you on a totally supernatural level is such a wonderful provision. And Lord, I know there are people that are hearing my voice right now as I pray, and their hearts are longing to be filled by your Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray that you would just meet that hunger, that need, and that request. Lord, you've said in your word that if we ask for a fish, you won't give us a stone, Lord. You will give us, or if we ask for bread, Lord, you won't give us a stone, but you'll actually provide your Holy Spirit. I pray right now that you will provide your Holy Spirit and that you will flood the hearts of those who are hungry and thirsty for those springs of living water that will never stop flowing in their lives. And if you're out there right now and you want to pray, simply at this point, as you pray, just receive in by faith the Holy Spirit of God. Just breathe in. And as you breathe out And as you start to pray, pray in a way that you've never prayed before. Pray supernaturally by the Spirit of God in a language that you have never learned, but it has been provided to you by God the Father through the Holy Spirit. And as you praise Him, let it just flow and continue in it, and continue to exercise that gift. Whatever He gives you today, just continue to let Him expand it and move it beyond all that you could ever dare to ask or imagine. Father, thank You that there are thousands of people who are now moving into the gifts of Your Spirit, Lord, who are moving into a dimension of Your Spirit that they hadn't experienced up to this point. We bless You and praise You in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I just feel led to pray for those who perhaps have experienced what would be called the baptism of the Holy Spirit in the past, but have moved into a dry place, have neglected to continue to cultivate that filling and that indwelling and that empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Father, I just pray for everyone who's hearing my voice right now, who needs a fresh filling of the Holy Spirit, needs to be stirred up, needs to be more aware, Father, more acknowledging, more reverential of that empowering presence of the Holy Spirit in them. Father, I ask that You would fill them afresh and anew, right where they sit, right where they stand. Father, immerse them and fill them. Let the tangible presence of Your Spirit be made known in them right now in Jesus' name. And Father, I thank You for casting out all fear. That the Holy Spirit will make them do strange things, which is so not true, or be a different person in a bad way. Father, we just come against that fear and the lies of the enemy that would keep people from walking and experiencing the fullness of all the good things that Your Spirit brings. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, just in a few moments, I hesitate to talk right now because you may be experiencing some marvelous things. And if you need to, you can just log on later and catch what I'm about to say, because you may need time with God right now. But I want to give some practical advice. First of all, it's absolutely essential that given this new thing that's happened in your life, that you get some books, you get some materials that explain what has happened. Ignorance of a new experience is always the breeding ground for confusion. We don't want you to be confused. And there are great resources on our website. There are good books in your local Christian bookstore. Go get some good material. But I, of course, I have my bias is for the material of Derek Prince, which I think is such a great systematic treatment and explanation for what has happened. Second of all, it's very important that you find a church that understands the baptism of the Holy Spirit and that welcomes the work of the Spirit. Nothing's going to be more frustrating to you than to have had this experience and to be around believers who don't recognize or accept it. I'm not telling you to change churches. I'm just telling you that you need to be with believers who understand and nurture and welcome what you're doing, and more importantly, welcome the Holy Spirit in their services and in their worship. And then it's very, very important that you fellowship with God in the kind of intensity and the flow that you're in right now. Don't let this be just a mountaintop experience. Bring this back around. Stand before God. Welcome that. Be filled with the Holy Spirit, the Bible says. And it says it to us as though we have a role to play in making that happen. So welcome the Holy Spirit as a refreshing in your life. Listen, we love you. We're thankful for what God is doing in your life. And we want you to log on to the website, tell us what's going on, and avail yourself of some great resources so you can grow as a new and a Spirit-filled believer. Guys, thanks for being with me.
Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you, Stephen.
Listen, that's all the time we have for this week. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us next week for Thanksgiving, and we have some special guests as the legacy continues.
To order your copy of Derek's new book, Gifts of the Spirit, give us a call toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The cost is just $12.95. And when you order, be sure to request your free copy of Derek's powerful booklet, Transmitting God's Power. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or order both resources securely online
at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Find out more about Derek Prince online at derekprince.org.